From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. We've talked a lot about infrastructure on this show, roads, electricity, water, and internet, to name a few. But there's another element of a community's infrastructure that's just as important as any of those, and yet it probably doesn't get the attention it deserves. Let's buck that trend right now and talk about landfills. Sure, the good old city or county dump isn't necessarily a sexy subject, but it is important. And like with roads and water, it impacts every one of us because landfills are finite resources and we need to work together to better manage our waste stream. Today on the show, we're going to talk with Lane County and a local recycling company about an interesting new partnership to extend the life of our landfills, make them more efficient, and also make them work for us in ways to create a better environmental outcome. We're going to get down in the dumps today on Oregon on the Record. Managing a community's waste is no easy task. Dealing with it is expensive, time-consuming, and often a real detriment to the environment. Today on the show, we're going to talk about a better way of managing our garbage and talk about new innovations to actually make landfills more productive. First up, we'll talk with Lane County's expert on all things trash and recycling. Angie Marzano, the Waste Reduction Program Supervisor for Lane County, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Landfills, recycling, all these issues. I'd love for you to just give us sort of that 30,000 foot view about the issue, especially with regard to, you know, our landfills aren't infinite resources. They can fill up. You know, I'd love for you to kind of give us some context around what's going on in Lane County with regard to our landfills and just our recycling and reduction programs in general.
Oh, great. So just to set the tone a
sure.
little bit, we roughly take in about 300 tons of garbage annually.
Wow.
That's roughly about 600,000 pounds of garbage. It averages about 1,600 tons a year for the average resident.
Wow.
So it's our job to process and collect a lot of that material. And it's complicated. And we know this from pretty specific data that we get from the Department of Environmental Quality, mm-hmm. where they give us and they compile data on post-consumer recycling. This information gives us a lot of information on materials collected, mm-hmm. what's marketed for recycling, composting, or energy recovery. This survey data is then taken, and we use disposal data, what is accepted at our facility.
Okay.
And this gives us our recovery rate. So
okay.
we know that Lane County residents are doing a really good job. We have a 52.8% recovery rate, and that leads the state.
Okay.
So residents are doing their part to, for the most part, do the right thing
yeah.
with materials and recycle as much as they possibly can.
So we're talking about this project called the Clean Lane Resource Recovery Facility. What is it?
In its simplest form, the Clean Lane Project will be a state-of-the-art facility that will separate that organic mixed waste that I just spoke about mm-hmm. from residential and commercial loads, and it will process about 80,000 tons of organic fraction each year.
Okay.
That waste will be anaerobically digested, and it will convert that organic waste into the renewable natural gas that I spoke about.
Wow.
Which
okay.
will go into local fleets that we're hoping we have a partnership with moving forward.
Okay.
So this exciting public-private partnership will create about 195 construction jobs during the course of the project.
Hmm.
It will create ongoing 65 living wage family jobs for Lane County residents. It will, over the span of the project, create about $18 million in economic investment that our community doesn't currently have.
Hmm.
So we're really excited. We'll not only see those immediate impacts from an economic perspective, but it'll also have the long-term impact of capturing about 88,000 metric tons of CO2e, which is emissions
yeah.
that we want to take out of the air shed.
Yeah.
And that's equivalent to taking about 20,000 vehicles off the road annually. Wow. So we're not only looking at this project as what it's going to do immediately for Lane County residents, we're really looking toward the future and what our future generation is hoping from the project as well. We're processing waste in a technologically more innovative way than we currently do, but that's to extend the life of this very precious asset that we currently have. And in the future, it's only going to become increasingly more difficult to site these landfills, and they're heavily regulated.
Yeah.
So anything that we can do to process waste in different ways than we currently are able to is a win-win for the overall lifespan of the landfill.
Yeah, yeah. Let me quickly reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking with Angie Marzano. She's the Waste Reduction Program Supervisor at Lane County. You know, I'm interested too. There's a word I've heard and in talking to people about diversion. You know, kind of taking waste and diverting it into something more productive. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because certainly what you've been describing sounds to me like diversion to some degree.
It is. Well, that's in the simplest form why we recycle in the first place.
Okay.
These valuable materials that had to be mined, they had to be processed, they had to be transported, they had to be then manufactured into a material, they all have embedded carbon. They've mm-hmm. all, through the energy value chain, have already sort of, we call it embedded carbon in mm-hmm. those materials. And so the fact that we're figuring out better ways to collect those materials but then process it is really capturing all of that inherent energy and value in those materials. And so in our field, we talk about diversion a lot because that's the end game. Mm-hmm. We want to take those materials and we want to find a higher and best use, whether that's in a recycling stream, whether that's in a reuse stream. A lot of our policies that we're working on internally at the county are like, how can we take materials in our existing facilities and put them into reuse even before we recycle them?
Yeah.
And so the emphasis is shifting. You know, you had mentioned earlier around like the desire that everyone in our community has to recycle. And although those are noble sort of goals, our sort of North Star should be preventing the waste in the first place and reducing the amount of waste that we're generating. Because the reality is, even our best education and outreach programs to sort of work on source reduction and really get people to do the right thing with recycling, the truth of the matter is generation is going up. And as a community and as a state, those numbers are pretty alarming.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of leads into my second to last question, which is just kind of, you know, philosophically, if you will, you know, what would be your message to the public thinking about trash and waste and landfills? You know, we've talked a little bit about obviously recycling. We've talked about new ways to perhaps divert. But I'm just wondering, too, in terms of, you know, it does take a village to some degree to sort of not only look at climate change, but also look at our inputs and how that can create negative consequences. I'd love to just hear from you kind of, you know, a simple way for people to kind of think about their trash.
It's a great question, and I sort of lean on this shared responsibility model.
Okay.
So I think that the public sector definitely plays a role in sort of shaping policy around materials management.
Mm-hmm.
I think that regulation, it plays a part in sort of shepherding some of these causes to where we are seeing greater recovery, and this project is an example of policy at work.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a shared responsibility with producers that are putting some of these materials on market where end of life isn't necessarily sort of thought about.
Hmm.
And so producers, you'll see in the next decade, are going to share more in the responsibility of sort of better sharing in the cost of collection and processing of those materials. And we recently saw that with the passage of the Plastic Pollution Modernization Act in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
where producers of plastic and paper packaging will be paying into the system, the collection system and the processing system. So producers are going to share in that accountability and some of that responsibility. And then I think generators of the waste on a commercial scale, so food waste generating businesses, that we know that the majority of their waste is organics and likely should go to a facility that can process that waste. I think you're going to see that there's more emphasis and onus on regulating that sector to make sure that they're doing that. And then in terms of consumers, I mean, you and I sort of spoke about this offline. Oftentimes consumers don't have choices. And this community is so incredibly passionate about doing the right thing. And yes, we may have wishful recyclers, but at the end of the day, consumers don't often have a choice because products are put in certain packages.
Okay.
And that is why our programs in the last sort of decade have shifted more from recycling, traditional recycling programs, to reuse programs.
Yeah. Angie, my last question for you is, if everything goes right, when will this facility be online?
So the facility is slated to be built and constructed in 2025.
Okay. Great. Great. Well, very exciting. Very exciting. One man's trash, another man's treasure. I'll say it again, but it sounds very much like that. Angie Marzano, the Waste Reduction Program Supervisor for Lane County. Really appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk now with a CEO of a local company that's looking to change the way we handle garbage at our landfills. Steve Miller, the CEO of local company Bulk Handling Systems. Thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
You're welcome. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your time. You know, we're going to be talking about this partnership you have with Lane County on a project called the Clean Lane Resource Recovery Facility. But even before we get into that, could you maybe give us just some general context around the issue of our landfills? And I understand there's really a big issue in terms of, you know, we're sort of running out of capacity. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I can. Landfills are a resource. Waste is generated every day by the community, and it has to go somewhere. Landfills generally are owned by private parties. In this case, we have a publicly owned landfill by the county. And it is a limited resource, particularly in the context of Western Oregon, which has a wet climate, and very difficult to build a new landfill in that environment. And so when landfills fill, and this is true throughout Western Oregon, we had examples of this in the Portland area, have to find a location for a new one. That location is likely to be Eastern Oregon, which means that there's a distance associated with it, transportation costs, and then the cost to the local community to dispose of waste rises dramatically.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the preservation of that resource, of that asset owned by the county, is really quite important.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about this. I know you're partnering with the county on this program or this project called the Clean Lane Resource Recovery Facility. Tell us what it is.
So, well, there's waste being generated every day by residents within the county that is delivered to the landfill, roughly 160,000 tons per year, and it's spread out relatively evenly each day of the year. The material, instead of going to the landfill, will come into a processing facility, and in that facility, we'll extract those things of value. That includes plastic of various types. That includes metals, both ferrous and non-ferrous. That includes some of the paper that is there, cardboard, for example. And we will then segregate the organic material, food waste, which actually makes up most of the material stream. Within the county, there's a separate recycling program. Of course, a lot of the material goes to that, but not all of it. Not everybody, you know, recycles perfectly, so we'll capture all of that material still remaining in the waste stream.
Okay.
With the organic matter, we then convey that to what's called an anaerobic digestion system. And that system puts the material into an enclosed environment without air and really replicates the activity of that organic matter when it gets buried in the landfill. But it does it in a controlled atmosphere in a short amount of time. And within that time, we extract all of the methogenic material within, or the extract all of the gases that are generated when put into that environment. That gas is high in methane. We then take it, we strip out the non-methane material, which is mostly CO2, and then that methane is a pipeline quality, comparable to fossil fuel natural gas, mm-hmm. and we'll inject that into the pipeline that Northwest Natural has close to the facility. It is commonly referred to as renewable natural gas.
Okay.
That then we will sell to be used as a transportation fuel. Huh. And that's very common throughout communities where waste vehicles or buses, you'll see that they're powered by CNG, compressed natural gas, a very clean burning fuel. And in our case, of course, it's RNG, renewable natural gas, but it has all of the same elements that CNG has.
Okay. Let me quickly reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking with Steve Miller. He's the CEO of a local company called Bulk Handling Systems, and we're talking about a new project, the Clean Lane Resource Recovery Facility. So, Steve, I'm wondering, you know, in any way you can sort of quantify it, what do you hope the results will be in terms of lessening the amount that is now going into the landfill? What's your hope in terms of what this project will do for Lane County?
Well, we'll have a significant reduction in that material, both from the recyclables and then with the organic waste. In our process, we render the material pathogen free and create a product that now has no methane potential. Which will then go to the county to be used as a cover for other waste that they receive. So we'll have a reduction, we project, of over 50% of the material.
Yeah.
And in total, the expected effect on the landfill is to extend the life by 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, it's interesting, and I've heard this term used before, and I just kind of wanted to sort of, get your read on it. It sounds fascinating to me. The term is diversion, and I think, you know, for many, many decades, obviously, you know, most of society would, you know, have its trash, and it would go to the dump. And so, if I'm hearing you right, I think diversion is kind of a key concept here to sort of divert part of the waste stream away from just simply ending up in the landfill and making it work in different ways. Is that a kind of an accurate read of what's happening here?
It is, but I think, you know, really important to that is that we're creating products that have value.
Yeah.
And those values then are the thing that funds all of this activity. So we will take that plastic and we'll sell it, and it's in significant demand. The metals we sell, the natural gas we will sell, and so you're making all of these things from a waste product to something that is a benefit.
Yeah,
and that's really core to the idea.
What? I don't know, look out a little bit, you know, kind of give us your crystal ball kind of a prediction. You know, what does the future look like for waste management? I mean, is it that, you know, sometime in the future, landfills will become much smaller because they don't need to do what they're doing? And that, you know, kind of this diversion, this idea of making this resource, a landfill, kind of work for the community, is that going to be kind of the model going forward? And perhaps, you know, the landfills of our youth are going to change substantially.
We think so. Absolutely. The you know, when you have a landfill, it's a precious resource. We have communities all over the world that we work with that are facing the same issue. And when you fill it, cost associated with transport is just tremendous. And so when you look at other places that have had this issue, Portland would be the most recent, you know, the easiest example because sure. It's close to this. They have filled their landfills. All of their waste goes to a privately owned landfill in Arlington, Oregon. It's 180 miles away. Now, once, and would represent actually the closest landfill to handle the quantity that Lane County produces, except it's an additional 100 miles to get there. And there's a huge cost. When you're in New York, as an example, all of that trash gets either railed to a landfill in Ohio or down to landfills in the Carolinas. Tremendous cost associated with that.
Sure.
And those costs are then borne by the ratepayers, by the people who generate waste, residents and commercial businesses. One of the things that we appreciate, because we operate within the county, we, of course, pay for the waste that we generate in our business here, but we enjoy really low rates to dispose of our waste. A comparable business in Portland would pay roughly double what we would pay. And so that has an impact on their ability to operate their business and the cost associated with doing it.
Yeah. Boy, listening to you talk, I think of the old saying about one person's trash is another person's treasure. And it certainly seems like that. Well, this is fascinating. And I'm really glad you were able to come on and talk with us. We've been speaking with Steve Miller. He's the CEO of a local company based in Eugene called Bulk Handling Systems, and talking about this new Clean Lane resource recovery facility. Really appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. We're getting closer to the big November election, and that means you'll be seeing and hearing a lot of candidate debates in the coming weeks and months. What makes a good debate and a good debater? On Monday, we'll get a lesson from a leader of the U of O debate team. I'm Michael Dunn, and this has been Oregon on the Record from KLCC. Thanks for listening.